Can you remember how the dietitian in post related to the clinic and to the other staff in the clinic?
Well, the person in charge of the department was a sister dietitian, and there were two other dietitians. And one of them was a social dietitian, which I became eventually when she left. It was always a very friendly place. Everyone got on very well together. And the patients liked to see a familiar face. And even after I worked there for 31 years, a lot of the patients came in and said, oh, I'm glad there's someone here I know, because staff change so much over the years.
Tell me more about the staff at the clinic in 1954.
Well, there was a staff nurse along with two dietitians and the sister in charge. The patients were weighed on each visit. They brought a sample of urine with them, which was tested. And we had a great mixture of containers that the urine was brought in. And there was one chap who came to the clinic and said his sample had been pinched on the way to the clinic. And as it had been in a miniature whiskey bottle, the mind boggled as to what the culprit felt when he took a swig off it. They then had a review, usually by the dietitian, and then they saw the doctor. And if there were any changes required, they were referred back to us.
And tell me about the doctors.
Well, we had a different doctor every clinic. There were usually doctors that were registrars in the professor's ward, and the professor himself took a clinic on a Wednesday afternoon, and then afterwards was an entertained to a cup of tea and cucumber sandwiches. The professor was Derek Dunlop, who was very well known in the Royal and was the professor of therapeutics at the time and had always been very interested in diabetes.
And would you have had tea and cucumber sandwiches with him or not?
And?
Would you have had tea and cucumber sandwiches with him or not?
No. The tea and the cucumber sandwiches was with the sister dietitian in charge. We lesser mortals weren't included. We sometimes were asked to go and speak to women's institutes or the rural about some aspects of diet, and we were usually accompanied by one of the dietitians, often in the afternoon, sometimes in the evening, but it was all good experience for us.